So, 2-for-1 here, opportunity for the Lady Tigers. After Peterson's prayer was answered at the end of the period, Warsaw now a chance for their first lead of the game. Right side, Winchester. Winchester looks down inside, nothing open, now to Zartman. Zartman back to right side, Bricker. Bricker back to Zartman, inside immediately to Winchester, back in the corner, Bricker. Bricker up the baseline, stumbles, gets it out to Winchester. Now Winchester back inside into Zartman. The ball was tipped out of bounds by an Elkhart player, didn't know it was coming, and Warsaw maintains possession. The number through one, Elkhart 7-19 for the field, 1-5 from the arc, 2-2 at the line. Warsaw 6-14 for the field, 4-8 from the arc, 1-2 at the line. Peterson gets it into Winchester in front of the Elkhart bench. She'll drive it all the way to the right block. Spin back left, then back right. Shoot it up, blocked, foul call. Hughes, I think, is going to get this one. Yep, that's her first. Team's third. Free throws here for Winchester. She just made 1 out of 2. Neely in for Bricker with 7:25. Well, Neely can't sub in yet because it's 2 free throws. Not that it matters, but the rules say that she has to wait for the first one. So Brooke shoots 2, looking for her second point, and she missed it. Now Neely can come in and Bricker can come out. 7:25 to go, first half. Warsaw 17, Elkhart 17. The Tigers were down by 10 early. That's been a prevailing thought. Warsaw down by 10. And Winchester puts that one in. 2 out of 4 for Brooke. Warsaw with their first lead of the game. It is 18-17. Pressure to the backcourt. Samia Stout and a whistle and timeout called by Elkhart. Will Cody felt a 10-second call coming, so he burns a timeout. 7:18 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw 18, Elkhart 17, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Elkhart Bull, Warsaw completely backs out of their full court pressure and drops back into a 1-2-2 zone defense. Samia Stout walks it across the line and says, wait, that doesn't look like what we were looking at. So now they'll have to reload the play. Stout with it near the center circle. Left side for Jordan Johnson. Back out to her sister Jaya. Back to Jordan on the left. Now back out to Stout. Back to Jordan Johnson. And she traveled. Her left foot was her pivot foot. She moved it first. Trying to cut to the elbow and kick it out to Stout in order to draw a double team and give Samia some room to move. Zartman comes out. Bricker in at 6:52, a quarter two. Warsaw has turned the game around with some three-point shooting. Josh Bricker with 3 of them already. Warsaw leads 18-17. Winchester runs the point. Drives right, hands off to Neely. Neely reverses pivot, back to Bricker in the corner. Now she'll try to bounce it inside and did. Winchester on the baseline, all the way across to Peterson, out to Bergen, around to Neely, out top for 3, no good. Bergen the long rebound. Neely, Winchester right of the key for 3, yes. Brooke Winchester with her first field goal. Warsaw now leads by 4, 21-17. Jordan Johnson at the timeline gets around to double team, and Bricker's going to get called for a second personal foul with 6:17 left to play in the half. Well, that's not what you want from your girl who's hit 3 three-pointers already. Barnes comes back into the game for Jaya Johnson for the Lions. And it'll be out of bounds to Elkhart near midcourt. Jordan Johnson across the line. Again, Warsaw on a zone defense. Now on the right for Hughes. Out top, Samia. Now back out for Hughes. Skip pass across, Samia. Hughes down the block, lost the ball out of bounds. She took one dribble, then turned to look to see where the defense was. And she had it slip off her fingertips. Warsaw's got the ball back, leading 21-17. 2 minutes gone, quarter two. Bricker into the center circle, dribbles right, bounces it right, tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Lions. And that's where Jocelyn gets in trouble sometimes. She will throw that pass and start running left, and the pass doesn't have enough on it, or the girl that she's trying to throw to isn't necessarily open. She comes out, Zartman's back in, out there with Peterson, Bergen, Winchester, and Neely. Abby Peterson, right against Hughes. Couldn't get all the way around her, but far enough. Out top to Neely. Neely dribbles to the left wing. Throws it down to Zartman toward the corner, then back out to Neely and out top to Winchester. Now to the right side, Peterson. Peterson will walk it back out. Lenny Krebs wants to reload things. Peterson dribbles left, gets in the lane, throws the baseline to Bergen, all the way out the other side. The ball is tipped out into the almost empty section, currently occupied by the Northridge Lady Raiders. Morton will play it in, foul line extended at the far end on the far side. They throw it into Peterson. 5:20 left to play first half. Warsaw leads 21-17. Left wing to Neely. Neely out top for Bergen. Bergen, one dribble left, then back to the left side for Zartman. Zartman can't shake free of Jordan Johnson. Pass in the lane, knocked away, picked up by Bergen. Out left side, or right side, Peterson for three, no good. Rebound grabbed by Hughes. And then her outlet is tipped, but grabbed by Samia Stout. Samia runs it down the middle, angles off the right, puts it up. Offensive foul called. And Samia Stout's got two fouls. Honesty compels me to report. I'm with Will Cody on this one. That looked like a pretty obvious blocking call to me. But Zartman took the hit for the team, and it works out. Under five left to play second quarter. Warsaw with the game kind of stuck in neutral point-wise with the ball leading 21-17. Neely out top. Zartman, a catch and shoot three, way too hard. That hit the backboard first, and the rebound's grabbed by Neely, and Warsaw gets a reload. Zartman double-teamed out top. Now Neely on the left wing, in the corner. Peterson tries for three, good. Abby Peterson's got two threes and 8 points in the first half, and Warsaw leads 24-17. Jordan Johnson deep in the backcourt, across the line, up ahead for Shania Stout. Shania backs in, Zartman, or it's Winchester, knocks it out of bounds. Got my Brooks missed up. Out of bounds to the Lions. Jaya Johnson back in, Hughes takes a break. Samia Stout to throw it in. Baseline left at the near end. Lobs it out for Shania Stout. Shania backs down in on Winchester. Got all the way to the basket and scored. Shania with three baskets, 6 points. That ends a long drive spell for the Lions. Winchester in transition. Runs down the lane. Got tripped up and lost the ball out of bounds. It's going to belong to Elkhart. I'm at the other end. I can't tell. I really don't know what happened there, except that Winchester ended up almost horizontal to the floor. She'll come out, Egoff in, exactly 4 minutes to play first half. Warsaw leads 24-19. Jordan Johnson across the line, picked up there by Peterson. Far side, Samia Stout drives in for the left, all the way to the basket, a whistle. Oh, and a foul's going to be called against Warsaw. Who'd they get there? Alexis Neely, her first. Warsaw's been called for four team fouls. No, check that, five team fouls. Elkhart three, free throws coming up here for Samia. And the first one's up and good. That's her third point. Again, she had 15 when these two teams met a week and a half ago. She's made it a 4 point game. She could make it three. Second one is up, and that one's good too. So she makes them both. Here comes full court pressure now by the Lions. Bergen bounces in far sideline to Egoff. Egoff now to Peterson. Peterson to the center circle and across. Right side for Zoe Bergen. Bergen dribbles out top. Picked up her dribble and her pass is tipped and taken away. Stolen by Barnes for Elkhart. Out top Jaya Johnson. Now to Jordan Johnson. Jordan drives down the lane on Egoff, lost the ball, and Neely had it bounce off of her. Oh, no, wait a minute. Yes, they got the call right. Tanya Hearn pointed the wrong direction. She got the call right. She said the right thing, but what everybody saw was her point towards Warsaw's basket, and everybody lost their mind for a second. Order is restored. Bergen out. Zartman back in for the Lady Tigers. Jordan Johnson drives in, kicks it across. Open his Barnes for a 12-footer. It's no good. Rebound and a foul is going to be called against Elkhart. Barnes came over the top of Peterson, who had perfect blockout position. Danica with her second foul. Out of bounds to Warsaw. 3:18 left in the half. Warsaw was down by 10 in the first quarter. They even the score at the end of the period And then the inbounds pass is thrown away. Samia Stout drives in, missed it. Winchester the rebound. Outlets ahead to Peterson. Warsaw's got a 4-on-2 if they hurry. Peterson down the lane. Left corner, Zartman, a catch and shoot. Three is no good, too long. And the rebound is grabbed by Jordan Johnson, but she's falling out of bounds. She flipped it down the court and flipped it right to Neely. Now to Winchester. Back out to Neely. To Zartman straight out. A 22-footer is good. Not been a good first half for Brooke, but that's a big hit right there. Puts Warsaw by six with 2:48 left to play in the second. Down the court, Jaya Johnson, a runner high in the air, rimming, no good. Barnes the rebound, back up, no good. Rebound, Shania Stout, back up, blocked by Winchester. What a foul called against Brooke Winchester, I believe. And it's going to be Brooke's first. Free throws coming up here for Shania Stout. She was 3 out of 4 against the Lady Tigers at the free throw line, 63% through the regular season. And the first one is no good. Short, and it bounced off to the right. Hughes back into the game for Elkhart. Jordan Johnson takes a seat next to Will Cody. And her good friend, Coach Kitson, down there on that Elkhart bench. Second one up, that one's good. Shania Stout's got 7. Warsaw leads 27-22. 2.5 minutes left to play first half. Quickly down court, Egoff got hit in the feet with it. Did a great job to keep that in bounds. And then Egoff tried to dribble it in the lane and lost it. Now in the front court, Barnes had the ball knocked away, got it back. Now things settle down a little bit. In the corner, Shania Stout, a 20-footer, no good. Rebound, Barnes, back out to Shania. Down the lane she comes. Throws it up wildly, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Everybody diving for it. It's Shania Stout with it. Around to Jaya Johnson. Back out for Samia Stout. 2 minutes left to play first half. Warsaw 27, Elkhart 22. Left side wide open. Jaya Johnson for 3. Long rebound came right back to her. There wasn't a Lady Tiger within 10 feet of her when she shot that ball, and nobody went to check her. Samia Stout inside to Barnes. Kicks it back out for Jaya Johnson for a long jumper, and it's good. It's a 2. Johnson hits about a 17-footer out on the left to make it 27-24. Lady Tigers by 3 with 90 seconds left to play in the first half. Peterson leaning to the right, bounces right, ball tipped away, but Neely grabs it. Out top, Zartman. She'll shoot for 3. It's no good off the back of the rim. Egoff fights for it, can't get it. No whistle. Could have been a held ball there. Samia Stout races back the other way. Down the lane, underhand around Winchester, and a foul's called against Brooke Winchester. And again, the official on the near side of the court called it from the far side of the court. And Winchester was just standing there. Brooke now with 2. Stout back to the free throw line where she just made 2. She's got 4 points. She can get this back to a 1-point game. Samia shoots and makes it. Bergen in for Winchester. They do not want her to get a 3rd foul. And one more coming up for the 5'7 junior. Looking for her 6th point, looking to make it a 1-point game. It's up there. It's good. 4 out of 4 at the line. Pressure coming. Zartman in the backcourt deep. Behind the back dribble to the center circle. Stops but keeps dribbling. Hands back to Peterson, who looks back at Lenny Krebs as we pass 1 minute left to play first half. Peterson, right side, ball knocked away. She missed out. She saves it in. She races down for the lead and scores. Elkhart 28, Warsaw 27. 46 seconds left to play first half. Zartman tripped up and a foul call. Hughes gets the foul, her 2nd. It's a non-shooting foul. 35 feet from the basket, 16 fouls on Elkhart, out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. Warsaw has dominated the second quarter, but they have not played well in the last 2 minutes, and Elkhart has made him pay for that. Peterson, right side, backs it out beyond the arc. Down to 30 seconds, out top to Neely. Neely, a step behind the 3-point arc, straight out. Couple dribbles off the right, 25 seconds. Drives right, flips it back, Egoff. Now back out to Bergen, 20 seconds. Now to the right corner, Egoff. Back out top for Zartman, now to Neely. 14, 13, 12. Neely backs it all the way out to the timeline, 9 seconds, 8. dribbles right, off a screen, down to the baseline, got tied up, held ball, and the arrow belongs to Elkhart. Warsaw held up for the final 35 seconds and never got a shot off, never even really looked to the basket. Now Elkhart with a chance to improve on a one-point lead with 4.3 left. Samia Stout deep in the backcourt. She'll get to the line with 2 seconds. With one, she'll force it up at the buzzer, and it's in and out. Elkhart with a late push in the second quarter leads Warsaw 28-27 here at halftime. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw trails Elkhart at halftime 28-27. Just for history's sake, when they played a week and a half ago, the game was tied at 31 at halftime. So not too far off from where we were. First half scoring for the Lions. Samia Stout, 8, 6 of those in the second quarter. Jaya Johnson, 5, a 2, and a 3. Danica Barnes, 2. Shania Hughes, 6. Shania Stout, 7. For Warsaw, Brooke Zartman, 3, but she struggled from the field, just 1 out of 6 from beyond the arc. Abby Peterson, a couple of 3s and a 2. She's got 8. Ava Egoff has 2. Brooke Winchester's got 5. And the leader is Jocelyn Bricker, who hit 3 three-pointers in the first quarter and has 9 here at halftime. It was 17 all after one. Abby Peterson with about a 32-footer from just inside the volleyball line at the buzzer, tied it up at 17-17, erasing a 10-point deficit for the Lady Tigers. Warsaw had a significant lead. If I remember right, it was a 7-point lead, maybe 24-17. And then Elkhart came roaring back and takes the lead at halftime, 28-27, outscoring the Lady Tigers in the second, 11-10. We had one tie. That was at 17, and we had 2 lead changes. Earlier tonight, Northridge held off Goshen, who played a terrific game tonight, but came up a little bit short in the end, 52-41. Again, that's a team in Goshen that Northridge beat by 41 in the by 39 in the regular season. But not tonight. It was a nail biter. Northridge advances. The winner of this game gets Northridge tomorrow night. Who will it be? Well, we'll give you the first half stats of game number 2, brought to you by Oliver Bergen, next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at McEwen Gymnasium in Dunlap. Elkhart 28, Warsaw 27 in game 2 of the sectional semifinals here at Concord. It's time for the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Elkhart in the first half, 10 of 30 from the field. That's 33%, 1 of 8 from the arc, but 7 out of 8 at the free throw line. That is significant. That's why they're winning the game, is because they're making their free throws tonight. Warsaw, 9 of 22 from the field. That's 41%, 7 of 16 from three-point range, and that's 44%, and that's above their average, 2 of 4 from the free throw line in the first half. Rebounding edge to Elkhart, 19-16. The Lady Lions have 13 offensive rebounds, and Shania Hughes has 7 of those 13. We told you the Lady Tigers were going to have to keep her out, and they did not. And they are losing in part because of that. Turnovers, Elkhart with 6, Warsaw with 8. So that's the way the stats stack up. Again, individually for Warsaw, Brooke Zartman just 1 of 6 from the field. Abby Peterson, 3 out of 4, including 2 of 3 from the arc. Jocelyn Bricker, 3 out of 4. All 3 of those made field goals were 3-point baskets. Brooke Winchester, 1 out of 4 and 1 out of 2. Now, if you haven't listened a lot to the Lady Tigers this season, you go, wait a minute, Raj. They shot 22 field goal attempts and 16 of them were from 3. That's not that unusual. Now, what's really unusual is that they haven't made them. And they've gotten open shots. They just didn't go in the first half. They have had a lot of halves where they shot 16 three-pointers, and a lot of those games they made more than 7. What will happen in the second half? You're hoping that the Lady Tigers will get a little more aggressive attacking the basket, but let's be honest. They haven't been rewarded with foul calls, and frankly, I don't think that they've been fouled that often going to the basket. I think these three officials have done a pretty good job in the first half. Wartaw is just going to have to do better finishing at the basket and making their open shots. And at the other end, they've got to play better defense and they got to block out. 28-27, Elkhart with the lead. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. We start the third after these messages on News Now Warsaw.